Good morning.
Hey Steve, how you going?
Good. How are you going? Who's this?
That's Jackson Merritt.
G'day Jackson.
How you going?
Good mate, I can't see your head. Can you press that little button? The video button or whatever?
Where's that at? Where are we?
I don't know. Just show video or something it says on there.
Oh, here it is here. Sweet.
There you go. Yeah, you're coming in now, mate. Jackson.
Yeah.
Let me see your head. Where are you?
Can you see me or?
Yeah mate, sweet. Sit back a little bit.
How's that?
That's beautiful. How you going, fella?
I'm good. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. I'm just glad to be talking to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to hear an Aussie for a change.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good on your cobber. You love the Poms, do you?
What's that, sorry?
You love the Poms, do you?
The Poms, oh, don't know about that. I prefer Aussies, but... I'll take what I can get, I suppose.
Yeah, fair enough. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Jackson? Where you're from, who you play for, what school you go to?
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Dubbo in New South Wales, but I currently live in Wollongong now.
Yep.
I moved there about 2 weeks ago. I play SG Ball for the Illawarra Steelers.
Beautiful.
And I'm on a contract for another 3 years with the Saints, so that'll get me through the 20s and that, and... see where it takes me after that. I don't know how I'll go. Hopefully I'll go all right, but
yep.
And I'm at Illawarra Sports High School. We play in the Schoolboys Cup and that, so hopefully you'll hear a bit more about me and see what happens.
Yeah, well, we see Illawarra play quite often because we watch Endeavour play and Matraville play, lots of teams around, so we will get to see you next year.
Yeah.
Are you in year 12 next year, are you?
Yeah, I started year 12 at this term, so term 4 we started year 12, so
yep.
It's a pretty tough year.
So you moved to Illawarra 2 weeks ago while you were in England or France?
No, 2 weeks before I came here, sorry.
That's okay, I just thought you were some kind of a magician.
No.
I'll just email me fridge over there. So tell us a little bit about the tour, mate. What have you liked? What have you not liked?
I've loved the snow. Like, I've never seen snow before
right.
I came here, and I love that. And just being with the boys, I suppose. Like, I think we formed a really good comradeship, and it's real good. Like, we just, unfortunately, we couldn't put it to the park against the France teams, but against England, we played real good, and it was just probably the best feeling I've ever had in a long time when we won that game. Against Warrington, so, but yeah, I've liked the shopping. It's so cheap, like you pay
£4
the clothes and stuff. Like you pay £30 for a pair of shoes, and where they're over in Australia, they're about $100. So that's
unreal. Get ripped off, mate. We get ripped off in Australia.
Yeah,
it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah,
the government must be scoring all that extra cash.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's talk about a little bit about footy, Jackson. How many games have you played? Did you enjoy your time?
In France? Yeah, I played against the French 17s, and then I started lock that game, and I liked that. I didn't play that good that game, but I enjoyed it. It was heaps good. I played in the Aussie jersey. It was great. And then I had a rest against the French 19s, and then I played again against Warrington, and I thought I played, I came off the bench that game. I thought I played good. I was heaps happy with it, so. And then, as I said before, like the feeling I got after the game was just unbelievable.
Was it? What about running out in the green and gold, mate?
Oh, that was unreal. Like, and especially against the France game when we sang the national anthem and stuff, like...
You would have been screaming your lungs out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and nearly bring a tear to your eye.
Oh, what about the rest of the boys in the line? Were you all singing your heads off?
Yeah, well, I was next to Stephen Cooman. He was going off his head. His eyes were nearly poking out his head. He was that pumped up.
Was he?
Yeah, and they were all screaming, and that was good.
Well, that's excellent. The AIS in this program that you're in to give you this opportunity to go over there and play footy and learn a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Like, you learn so much, like, just at the camps and stuff. Like, you spend, the 6 or 7 days that you're at the camps for, and you just learn more than you would in bloody months playing for club footy, so that's unbelievable. Like, just the programs they do and the stuff that the coaches do for us is just phenomenal.
Yep. Yep, and how's the coaching staff been treating you blokes over there now?
Really good, I think. Like, they just organise everything so well, and it's heaps good. Like,
not a bad bunch of blokes, are they?
No, they're great. They're great.
Cool. So we have to talk a little bit about France, Jackson.
Yeah.
What did you like about the Tucker over there? What did you not like? Did you get into it?
Oh, I did. I had a few. I had the snails and stuff. They were pretty good. They weren't too bad. They taste a bit like chicken, but I tasted the horse meat, and oh, I don't know. It's probably a bit disrespectful, but I nearly spewed. That was.
It's not disrespectful, mate. Terrible. It's only disrespectful while you're in France.
Yeah.
In Australia, we're allowed to hate everyone.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a pretty good smile. I'll grab that one. Hey. Yeah, and what about our other things like in France? Pretty old buildings and French girlies don't speak English and all that.
Yeah, that's right. Like, oh, you can say a few things behind their backs with the French girls, but then when you come to England, you try to do the same thing and they look at you real weird. It's terrible. But yeah, and like the buildings, as you said, they're just old buildings, and like the battlefields and that we went to were just great. Like, it just opened your eyes to what they live like, especially with the weather being like it was when we were there, raining and stuff. Like, that was good, but like, yeah.
So have you? Wow. Yeah. Well, I haven't been to France or anything like that personally. It must be pretty emotional being over there, especially because you guys went and saw the old footy players too.
Yeah. The what's his name? Nutsy Bolts, they call him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said he killed about 6 German soldiers before he died, so he must have been a pretty tough bastard.
No, that's no good. My mum was German.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We always broke the Germans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's probably life-changing experience, like, with the battlefields and that, like, just what the Aussies done for us to be, for us to be free today, like, it's unreal.
Yeah, and they did a bit to help the French out, too.
Yeah, yeah.
More importantly, they did heaps for the French people.
Yeah.
They love us over there for that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They love us. I think they love Aussies everywhere you go. Like, it's good.
Well, we are happy-go-lucky kind of people, aren't we?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And footy, mate, what did you think the difference was between the way the Frenchies play and the way the English guys play?
The French, they were just crazy with their line speed. Like, they were just so fast. Whereas fantastic. England were, like, and they probably don't dominate you as much in the ruck. But whereas the English, they sort of had control in the ruck. They didn't control us, but they had more control than the French, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And, but the French just had amazing line speed. Like, they were just so fast. Yeah. The fastest I've ever played, I think.
Wow. Yeah, well, it'll be similar to that in the ball next year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like I watched a couple of games last year of SG Ball and sort of trying to prepare myself for it anyway.
Good on you. And what footy team do you actually barrack for?
I go for Newcastle. Like,
yep.
I'm a Knights fan, but I don't know. Like, I support Dragons now, like, just I suppose because I signed with them and that, but yeah.
Just barrack for whoever's playing Queensland, mate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. New South Wales.
Cool. And what about who's the funniest bloke on tour?
The funniest? Oh, I'd have to say Oliver Percy.
Oliver Percy? He pops up.
Every time you're with him, there's not a dull moment.
Yeah, cool. So give us a little example without being too revealing.
Oh, like you're just in bed and you'll wake up and he'll do a snort and a fart and then just have to laugh at him, and then like he'll wake up the next morning and like I don't know, he just says what he says, and it's funny as like just the way he says it.
Fantastic. Yeah, you gotta have those blokes on the tour.
Yeah.
Between snowfalls.
Yeah.
And the other end of the scale, who's the biggest pain in the bum?
Oh, I don't know, I'd have to say Matty Thorpe. I'm in the car with Matt Thorpe and he's just never stops talking, but he's good bloke. Like, I like him. He's a bit annoying, but he's alright.
Brimlow will be happy to hear that. Everybody else has voted Brimlow.
I think they're actually keeping track of who each player's going for, and they having a bit of competition.
Yeah, well, it's I'm not keeping track, but it's six to Brimlow. That's a good plan. I'll take that one too. Cool. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time. Do you want to say good day to your friends and your family and your girlfriend and all that?
Oh, yeah, just everyone, like, in Dubbo, I suppose. Like, Dubbo's having a massive flood and that.
They are, yep.
It's not too good, so just wish them all the best and they'll get through it. And hello to Mum and Dad and all my mates back in Dubbo and in Wollongong as well, like all the boys down in Wollongong and that. It's great. I'll see you in a few days, I suppose.
Cool. And you'll be home Tuesday morning, eh?
Yeah, yep. So it should be good to get home.
Yep. Jump on that big plane and defrost for a while.
Yeah, I can't wait to feel some heat. Hopefully, mate, anyway.
Well, it's overcast today, and it's only going to be about 19.
Yeah, well, that's better than 3, I suppose, mine.
That's heaps better than 3. It's a difference between 20 jumpers and a pair of shorts, mate.
Yeah.
Good on you. Give us a little wave, can you? Just nice and slow. Hang on. Just put your hand up again. Good man. Thanks for that. That's beautiful.
No worries.
Got a little photo there. So you guys ring me back in about 2 minutes when I sort this stuff out here.
Yep, not a problem.
Thanks heaps for your time, Jackson. Right.
No worries. Thanks, Steve.
Tuesday.
Yep. See you later.
Bye-bye. See ya, mate. Cheers. I mean, good on you.